Cold Lake. As the warmer weather approaches, Cold Lake residents and visitors are eagerly anticipating an array of exciting events set to take place in the area. From farm-to-table dinners to exhilarating music festivals, there will be no shortage of summer fun. Some of the anticipated festivities garnered attention at the City of Cold Lake Council meeting held on April 9, where organizers sought help from the city to ensure the events are successful. Open Farm Days. Guy Bonneau kicked off the discussion with an introduction to the concept of Open Farm Days, which is a province-wide initiative aimed at fostering agritourism and rural sustainability. Scheduled for August 17 and 18, Open Farm Days beckons visitors to explore the region's farms, engage with local producers, and savor unique culinary experiences. Bonneau highlighted the collaboration between farmers and talented chefs, promising an unforgettable farm-to-table dinner on the Marina Breakwall, while showcasing the best of local cuisine. Renault ties with Charlotte Lake Farms further elaborated on the farm-to-table dinner, envisioning an event that celebrates the region's culinary diversity. With an all-female, chef-led team and a culturally rich menu, the dinner aims to captivate 120 guests with the essence of taste of Lakeland on August 17. Both individuals asked for permission to use the Marina Breakwall and requested fees be waived. Feast at the Beach. Joanne Rock, vice president of the Cold Lake Chamber of Commerce, shared plans for Feast at the Beach, slated for Labor Day weekend. The community festival promises a weekend filled with entertainment and culinary delights for all ages. Rock emphasized the event's significance in fostering community spirit and attracting visitors from across the province and beyond. The chamber requested $20,000 from the City of Cold Lake to help put on the event and to ensure the festival's continued success and growth for years to come. "We truly believe that this is a great, free community festival that has been and will continue to be enjoyed by all demographics of the community and surrounding region. Our hope is to continue to grow the event and present this to the community long into the future," Roche said. Fast Lane Connections. Serena Parsons from the Bonneville and District Chamber of Commerce introduced Fast Lane Connections, an initiative aimed at revolutionizing networking in the region. "Drawing inspiration from the Oilman's Room, this event offers a platform for meaningful connections between industry leaders and local businesses. Scheduled for June 19 in Cold Lake and June 20 in Bonneville, Fast Lane Connections promises tailored introductions, dynamic networking opportunities, and one-on-one sessions akin to speed dating for business." Parsons expressed her desire for sponsorship support from City Council. She presented two sponsorship options: the Power Hour Lunch sponsor, which entails a contribution of $10,000, and the Pro Connector sponsor, requiring a contribution of $7,000. Mudfest. Billy Joe Austin, owner and executive producer of Mudfest, shared updates for this year's event, following its successful run in 2023. With an impressive lineup featuring bull riding and live music by renowned artists such as the Sheepdogs and Tyler Joe Miller, and an array of local talent, Austin said Mudfest guarantees adrenaline-pumping excitement for attendees. Austin emphasized the event's positive impact on tourism and requested $20,000 from the city to enhance the overall experience of the event. Funds would go toward the use of a generator and adding local music performances and expanding entertainment options. City Council expressed interest in helping with the events and will be making decisions regarding the requests at the next council meeting.